If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio.
Wow, that's pretty enthusiastic for you.
Oh, yeah.
And we are now part of the More Like Radio Radio Network.
Love it. We have
give ourselves a round of applause.
All right, we made it.
This is fucking smattering of applause.
Yeah, it's time.
There you go.
It works.
I want to thank the guys over at More Like Radio. This is High Society Radio.
Shout out to Royce.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Now, you may, for those of you who don't know us, for those of the people on More Like Radio, listeners who don't know who we are, we've been doing a podcast for about 5 years now.
14, 15 years.
Yeah. We used to just record in the main disc players.
We used to pass them
around on the schoolyard.
We used to use Talkboy tape recorders.
Yeah, we had Talkboys. It was bootleg.
Yeah.
It was old school. You might know me. I'm the producer for the Ron and Fez show. Bronx Johnny, former intern for the Ron and Fez show. Chris from Brooklyn, guy who walked in the studio one day.
Listen, they know me in the streets, all right?
Oh, yeah, the streets are talking about Chris. It's very exciting to be on More Like Radio. We are High Society Radio. Our website's newtrashcity.com. Our Twitter account is @HSRadioShow, @HSRadioShow. If you want to hear what Chris has to say, since I'll be honest, neither Johnny nor me have anything to do with it, you go to @HSRadioShow.
I don't really have that much to say.
You have everything to say. There's so much that you post, but a lot of wrestling-related things, I've
noticed.
Anime
stuff, sometimes.
I never post anything about anime.
I've seen a couple things.
You're into tentacle rape. Yeah. You're into tentacle rape.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Technically, it's hentai,
yeah.
Johnny.
There you go. I'm into that.
You're basically just racist. Hey. That was.
You got your wolf head alter ego going on there. It's good stuff.
Oh, my wolf head alter ego?
Yeah, you put it on there.
One of the great things that I was talking to Chris about was weed lollipops. All right, yeah, we'll start the show off with weed talk.
That goes
right?
Good.
It can't hurt.
High Society. Matches the fucking name.
Well, actually, this is more of an entrepreneurial enterprise.
Uh-huh.
Basically, this guy, there's a van now. Well, there's 12 of them, actually. It's 12 vans in New York alone driving around selling weed lollipops.
Now, is there actual marijuana in them?
There is hemp in it and very trace amounts of THC.
Okay, that works.
So it's technically legal.
Mm-hmm.
But he drives around and he names the strange things like blueberry, purple Urkel. He gets these really good looking ghetto chicks to sell.
They are very good looking.
$10 a pop.
I think it's debatable whether or not they're good looking.
Well, this one right here.
Yeah,
is
she's pretty good, son. I bang all of them.
So it's a bunch of ghetto chicks.
This one's not good looking.
Selling
wilding out
hemp filled lollipops. Have you run into this?
I have run into it, and they pretty much. They've basically taken selling fake weed in Washington Square Park and gotten an LLC and made a business.
Okay.
Like, it's just people in touristy areas where they know they're going to see a high turnaround.
Yeah.
And guys are like, nah, straight up, this will get you fucked up. Get your weed lollipops. It's mostly dudes, and then they have, like, the chicks give you the lollipop. You give the money to a dude, and the chick gives you a lollipop.
That sounds pretty cool. Okay. I think we should be running one of these franchises. We should give up the podcast and just run a weed van.
I had a guy text me like, "Yo, you heard about this van, man? They got a website and everything. I just bought 10 lollipops. Dude dropped $100 to not get high."
Good God, it's $10.
That's how I found out about it. Yeah, $10. I mean, if they were real, if it was like a brownie, because you can make weed hard candy.
You can make weed
the same way you'd make a lollipop, and those shits get you fucked up.
Yeah,
there's weed food. There's every sort of weed food imaginable.
Best weed lollipop I ever had. I was interning. Joe Rogan just passed them shits out. Them shits was fucking awesome.
I would imagine that would get you high.
That fucked you up pretty nice.
Eating weed just gets you higher.
What did it taste like? The weed lollipop.
It had a fucking nice blueberry taste. It was all right.
Oh, it's blueberry flavor. They have a blueberry flavor too.
He had like a bunch. It was like cotton candy and shit. Like, damn, son.
Yeah, but the weed man in the weed van's not gonna have. That's not gonna get you high.
Nah. Well,
his name is Judah Israel.
Oh, word.
And
Judah Freelander selling weed now.
Well, no, his black cousin Judah Israel.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And he kind of looks like if Ghost Dog just got older and got rid of the ice cream truck.
He looks like that fucking old Vietnam vet from Oz, actually.
A little bit.
That guy was awesome.
He's gonna kill Method Man.
Yeah, that guy, he choked out Method Man. If Method Man shows up on an HBO show, you know he's gonna get killed.
Hell yeah.
That guy's name was like Red, right?
Something like that, yeah. It was a bad motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, it was a creepy.
R.I.P., son. He passed away, I think.
The actor died?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Good guy, man. He should have got more work.
I guess.
He could have been a Transformer voice robot or some shit.
Who, Rob Joe?
Yeah.
You're totally confused, Chris.
What are you talking about? I heard you were talking about The Wire a second ago.
But that's pretty fucked up. So, let's say you buy an iPod. Could you fail a piss test? That ain't even enough for you to fucking fail a piss test, right?
No, you can't. I mean, the thing, man. They're just scamming people, though. People think,
it's my hoes selling this shit, man.
Well, is that illegal?
It's not illegal.
But what if I went around, the park, right? And I bought a bunch of some of that fake weed out of the bag of High Times and started selling it on the street in dime bags or whatever. I think I can still get arrested.
Well, you would get arrested for selling things without a vendor's license.
Okay.
That is also a crime. These guys have a vendor's license.
Mm. So they're above the law then.
But can they get busted for false advertising or whatever if they're telling people that
yeah,
this
but it doesn't say anywhere
high?
On the truck, and in all of these news articles that have come out, they completely admit it. They're just basically basing this on people who don't read the news, and they're trying to catch people.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this one comment from somebody that the Daily News interviewed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I smoke so much weed, this is totally exciting. And then she admits to getting arrested for rolling a joint in her car. She's not going to get high off of this.
Yeah, probably not. She just wants the experience, I guess.
Oh, she's just a moron.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, she also said marijuana is the best thing ever.
Oh, well, that works.
Well, that's an accurate statement.
There you go.
Throwing alcohol and other drugs. Yeah, it's one of the best things ever.
You're saying a blanket statement, drugs are the best thing ever. Is that what you're saying?
What?
That sounds like that's what you're saying.
Makes you feel good, Chris.
Something
that you can buy and it'll give you the same desired effect at all times.
I dig the marketing too, though. It's like a van with teenage girls and lollipops. Like, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, it has like
son.
That one of the weird, like, I guess vinyl has a vinyl.
Yeah, a bit, man.
It's a big vinyl ad. The entire van is just like.
It's just wrapped in it. And there's just pictures of weed.
Yeah, girls, it's like a Red Bull truck, except for weed lollipops that don't get you high.
Sucking on lollipops. They look mad young. Mm. Can't miss out on that one.
What the hell are you talking about, Johnny?
I'm just saying. They advertise.
Are you implying you're a pedophile?
Not at all. They just look kind of. I didn't say. Because
we're
on
more
age.
Like radio now. We got to clean the act up.
I mean, those guys are all upstanding citizens.
That's true.
I don't want us to get in trouble because they say, hey, you guys are talking about being pedophiles again. You said you were going to clean that shit up. It's like, I don't know. Johnny just goes off on weird tangents sometimes. He says he just wants to watch young girls eat drug lollipops.
Hey, that's what they have on the van. I'm just going what they're selling. I'm very susceptible to the fucking sales, son.
I know you are. Yeah, football season hasn't started yet. Johnny, I see you wearing a Chicago Bears hat.
Got to, son.
All right. You're born and bred in the Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you wearing a Chicago Bears
Brian
hat?
Brian Song, son. Brian Song.
Brian Song, okay. Seriously, Brian Song?
No, motherfuckers. Fucking first game I ever seen was Bears Lions back in the day. Walter Payton was still playing. I was like, oh, shit, I like the Bears.
All right.
I went with it. I thought all the teams were named after animals and stuff. All right.
Do you find that annoying that people just will ask you why this and that? Like,
yeah, I get that a lot, but I got a lot of Bears fans around, so it's pretty cool. You know.
Like, I have a Jim Brown throwback jersey.
That's nice.
He's old school, son.
Just because I like Dust Till Dawn.
Okay.
And people constantly ask me if I'm a Browns fan.
You should say you're a Browns fan, you contrarian asshole.
Hey, just fucking say yeah. Bernie Kosar all the way and all that
I just don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to you. I want to wear my funny ass shirt.
If you got the jersey on, you're asking for trouble, I guess.
I know.
It's going to be a long year in Chicago, though.
Yeah, all right. So what are your predictions for the Chicago Bears?
7-9. At best, maybe 8-8. Forte's going to have a hell of a year, but rest of the offense.
If you were to be a fantasy football player, would you draft Matt Forte?
Yeah.
Give me how many touchdowns? Ooh. How many rushing yards?
Rushing touchdowns.
How many
total
receptions and how many receiving yards? And you need to be within 20 yards of all these things.
Here's the shit. I think he's gonna have a big run in here.
Give me the goddamn numbers, Johnny.
1,200 yards rushing.
All right.
13. No. 11 fucking rushing touchdowns. All 7 right. Receiving. I think he could get 7 receiving touchdowns. He fucking catches.
All right, so Matt Forte is going to get 18 touchdowns this season.
I think so, total. It's possible.
He's 7 receiving, 11 rushing.
It's possible if he's healthy.
Well, you've heard it here.
There you go.
And they're going to only, what's their, it's going to be 8-8?
It's going to be 8-8. The defense ain't going to be that good this year, son. And that's our fucking Monsters of Midway ain't flying this year, son.
You play, you play Madden?
Yeah. Every year.
So Madden 25 is coming out.
Yep.
And in Madden 25, they have the all Madden 25 team. Mm-hmm. So they take the best ranked player from every game.
Yeah, ever.
And they put them in each position player. Now, I don't know if you know this already. Do you know who the quarterback is? If you do, don't say so.
Not sure.
All right. In the last 25 years of the NFL, who do you think the best quarterback in Madden was? I mean, obviously, you haven't played. I don't know if you've played every fucking season
in
of
the
Madden.
Game, well, like, personally, for using, because I used to OD when it was Vic.
You nailed it.
God damn, look at that. He used to be a fucking problem. So.
I know. Fucking 25 years of that video game.
Yeah.
Michael Vick was the greatest quarterback.
He was on par with, like, fucking Bo Jackson in the old video games and shit.
The Tecmo Bowl, right?
Yeah, he was on money. Like, you could cheat with him all day. The only team that could stop him, from what I remember, was the fucking Broncos, because they had quick linebackers.
Because he had ridiculous speed and ridiculous acceleration, right?
Oh, word. Fucking Carolina, too, because they had Peppers. Peppers was good off the fucking outside rush.
All right. That's crazy, though. Michael Vick in 25 years is the craziest. 2004, Michael Vick.
The best thing is my boy used to fucking, he loves Vick, so he'd put him on the Browns because they had the dogs in the stands and shit. It's kind of funny. You got to be there.
Well, I mean, EA's putting out a dog fighting game next year. He'll probably be
good.
Maybe DMX will get the cover.
Probably.
That'd be nice. He needs the money, son.
Buy some sweet, sweet crack.
DMX, you think he's going to buy some crack?
Allegedly.
Yeah, he's still smoking crack. I don't have to allege anything.
I don't know, man. He hasn't done anything crazy in a year. That's pretty good for DMX. Oh, no. He said he hates Drake and he doesn't get his hair cut. He just OD on Drake.
Well, he just does that on anybody that's new and getting burned. I remember when Young Jeezy came out, he called him Young Cheesy.
No,
that's good.
On 106
Get out of here.
That's hysterical.
What? Oh.
DMX is such a wonderful character. So he has a beef with Drake?
Yeah,
Everyone should have a beef with Drake.
Well, Drake will hit you in the face with a bottle, apparently. So I don't know if I.
Drake is a rich kid from Toronto, Canada.
That's a hard motherfucker right there, though.
Who
Ask
was
Tony Parker
for his formative years? He was a crippled former basketball star on Degrassi Next Generation.
What's his name? Jimmy, right? Wheelchair Jimmy. Good dude.
He got shot in the back, running away from a gunman.
That's a real dude right there. He got shot too.
That's
bound
a pussy
to be a rapper,
shit.
Son.
He should have
bound to be a rapper.
Look,
he does talk a lot about guns and stuff.
He knows about it. He's been shot. Does he?
I've barely listened to any of his music. Does he rap about guns?
But the thing is, it's really hard. Isn't it really hard to get a pistol in Canada?
Yeah, I would think it's next to impossible. There's like no gun culture there, right?
I thought they use like axes and shit, like in gangs of New York.
That's what Bowling for Columbine taught me. Yeah.
I mean, you can't really go by that. Michael Moore had his Oscar taken away. So,
did he?
Yeah, anything he's ever said before, then, or after is completely null and void.
You doing your fucking character again, Libertarian Chris? All right.
Yeah, what you new listeners may not know is Chris from Brooklyn is fucking should be called Christian Libertarianville.
Oh, yes. That's hardcore, yo.
No, Michael Moore did get his Oscar taken away because that scene in the beginning where he pulls the gun out of the bank, there was a 5-day waiting period before he could get that gun.
Oh, so it was all staged?
Yeah, it was completely staged.
Okay.
So since that's not a documentary, they took his Oscar away for best documentary.
I had no clue that they did that. Maybe I'm just a burnout. Because earlier in the show I said the best thing in life are drugs.
Well, there you go. You can't remember everything.
I thought the best things in life were free. Drugs, not so much.
No. Well, if you're like a hot chick.
Yeah, about sucking that dick, you get some
here,
free drugs.
Here, snort more.
You're about pretending like you're going to suck that dick, you end up getting free drugs.
Play with your hair a little bit.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for these free drugs.
Oh, yeah.
These drugs have made me notice my mouth is so hollow.
I can't believe, I don't remember that at all, that Moore got his Oscar taken away.
Yeah.
Did he get one? He got one for Fahrenheit 9/11, though, right?
Did he get one after that?
I don't remember him getting one at all.
I believe he did. He should have gotten one. I mean, with the left-wing liberal Hollywood, right?
It's true.
Am I right?
They gave him a second one after taking one away. Clearly, that's what it was.
Right?
It's a liberal conspiracy.
Am I right? I'll tell you what's going to win this year. I mean, I'm a jinx, and anything that I root for or like in life, like, fails miserably. It's destroyed and
kind
beat down.
Kind of a jinx.
No, it's not kind of. I'm 100% a jinx. The Act of Killing, the director went on the Ron and Fez show. Ron Bengt interviewed him. Joshua Oppenheimer. The Act of Killing has gotten such universally rave reviews.
Yep.
I watched it. 5 minutes into this film, you don't realize your mouth's on the floor. It's impossible to conceive what you're seeing on the screen.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's rare that you get a movie that more than one person in this room likes. I love that movie. I saw it last week.
You saw
it? Yeah, I saw it last week. It was great. And everybody I talked to that's seen it loved it.
Yeah, I think it's still 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
And it's not even just 100%. It's like, if you read the reviews, they're like, this is the best documentary I've seen in my entire life.
It's so intense, but did you laugh out loud at points?
Well, Ari, this is what The Act of Killing is about. And I guess in the mid-60s in Indonesia, the government went around killing all communists in the country.
Just now, exterminating them, yeah. Gestapo status.
And I put communists in quotation marks because it was anyone that the government disagreed with. Artists, teachers, you know, revolutionaries,
yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
Protesters, all wiped out. Just, it was between like a half a million and 2 million people just
yep,
killed.
It's like it's basically
disappeared.
Like if McCarthyism happened during the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. It's crazy. So, the government hired basically gangsters. And that's what they call themselves in the movies, gangsters.
Yeah.
Independent contractors, pretty much, to wipe out these communists. And
paramilitary.
Yeah,
there's
paramilitary
a big
guys.
Paramilitary group.
So, jump to 2012 or 2013. This director, Joshua Oppenheimer, went to Indonesia and found these gangster guys and got them to talk about all these killings that they did and their lives in the 60s.
Well, what's actually great about it is that they're making a movie celebrating the annihilation of all these communists.
Yeah, and within the documentary, the director, Joshua, has the gangsters, these guys who are still alive, who killed all these people, who are not sorry about it at all, they have them reenact and shoot their own scenes.
Well, because they're making... Well,
they reenact all the killings from the 60s.
No, but isn't he just documenting them making a propaganda film?
No, he had them actually reenact. I think
no, but that's what it is. They're making a movie to release as like the anniversary of all the like, because they're national heroes.
Yeah, I know.
In Indonesia.
My man got the medal. That was nice.
Like they're hanging out with the vice president in the movie. It's crazy.
Yeah, these admitted murderers and killers and just awful people.
Well, to the point where the vice president gives a speech and he's like, we need more gangsters in this country. They keep saying that word gangster comes from the term free men.
Yeah, they say gangster means free man.
I didn't research that, but I don't think that's true.
No, you wouldn't have to research. But it's a... And so, all right, so you see these guys, these gangsters, who are now in their 60s and 70s. They're old men.
Their grandfathers and shit.
Yeah, their grandfathers. You see their families, and you see them... reenacting and just matter-of-factly with a smile on their face, proud of all these, you know, these men, women, and children they killed. And it's what it's if someone got a documentary crew after some Nazis, the Nazis were never brought up on any sort of war charges. Mm. And they just don't care. And it's so, so terrible.
Well, some of them care.
Yeah, that one, the one dude, the old guy with the medal was fucking like, it hit him hard. That's like shit.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you, did you laugh at this thing? Because they're still just, in the beginning.
Well, no, there's some ridiculous things also in this film. Like one of the guys, they have, because they need females in the movies they're reshooting. It just dresses woman the entire time. It's just hysterical. Like there's some very there's some
big
you
fat
laugh
guy
at.
dressed in drag,
and they're play raping him and whatnot.
Yeah, but they even say that it's like that's for comic relief in this atrocious movie that they're making within the documentary.
Yeah,
like, and it's just like that same guy runs for parliament, right?
Yeah.
Yep,
and
loses though. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. But they're going to these villages, and people are like, what, you don't have a gift for us? Because that's
the
culture there. It's so, the criminality is so ingrained, it's that they just pay off stuff. Like, it's like, you have to pay for votes, that's it.
Yeah. I forgot about that part. Yeah, there's a part of the film where they're just going around to the vendors in the cities, and they're like, we need bribes right now, because we're running a campaign, and we need to, we need money, basically. If you don't give us money, we're going to beat you up. It's just straight up extortion on camera. They don't care. And you see these like old Chinese men who work in these crappy little shops, just handing over their money. It's
gotta pay to play, man.
It's insane. What's that, Johnny?
Gotta pay to play.
Sure. Okay.
That's how you gotta work.
Have you seen the film?
See most of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Halfway.
All right. Sure.
I called Johnny yesterday. I was like, watch this fucking movie so we can talk about it.
Well, you know, I'm busy. I gotta.
Yeah, that's what
the You're listening to High Society Radio. We're now on the More Like Radio Network. That's morelikeradio.com. You can also check us out on newtrashcity.com. And we're going to be on More Like Radio's Ustream channel on Friday evenings. We'll be streaming live to tape.
Because this is being recorded at least a week before you're hearing it there.
No one needs to know
don't
timelines.
Spoil the magic, man.
Also, our Twitter is at HS Radio Show. Act of Killing, it has to win the Oscar. I feel like, I don't know if there's anything else out there that's come out this
Unless
year.
Unless they make a documentary about the making of Argo, because then that'll definitely take it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God damn.
I was talking to someone just recently about Argo winning the Oscar last year. Right? That one Best Picture?
Yeah, it did.
How? Did you see it?
I didn't see it. It didn't look Best Picture worthy.
It beat out like Zero Dark Thirty, which I thought...
Zero Dark Thirty should have fucking won. That was an awesome
The one, everything that was nominated, because I thought The Master should have been nominated. After everything that was nominated for Best Picture... Argo? It's awful.
I wouldn't say it was awful. The acting was on point, but it was like,
you're on point,
it had
Johnny.
Too much fucking like Hollywood magic at the end. I was like, I know how it ended and shit, but they ratcheted it up too much. I was like, all right.
Well, they had to do that because I think it was a lot easier in real life. Well, not easier, but it was just went a lot more smoothly.
Yeah.
Of them getting those people out of the country.
John Goodman had a good fucking Oscar season, though. He was in a couple of them nominated shits. He was in that Denzel movie and all that. It was good for John Goodman.
I didn't see Flight. How was it?
I didn't see it either. I saw the commercials.
Oh, Johnny.
I heard from different people that it was amazing and that it was fucking terrible. I didn't watch it.
There you go. He's no Sully.
Hell no. Hell no. Shit, I could fly a plane upside down. That's all it takes. Right? Am I right, guys?
You can pull that one off.
I mean, you can do drugs and get drunk.
That means
if
that
magically turns planes upside down, then yeah, you can definitely do that.
Fucking magic.
Hell yeah. What? Here's something that's actually blown up since last week all over the internet. It's just every day there's new stories about it. There's a ban, there's a boycott. Gay people are boycotting Smirnoff.
Was it?
Not Smirnoff, excuse me, Stolichnaya. Stoli vodka. Because, well, Russia's off the rails, it's crazy, and they're saying they're going to just start arresting gay people and beating up gay people. It's just terrible things.
I mean, have you ever talked to a Russian immigrant?
Yeah.
They will, like, there are older Russian men that will disown their sons for eating pussy. Like, that's...
Oh, I never heard that before.
Dude.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up in South Brooklyn, yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's, They fucking old school hard.
Yeah. Because it's that, like, that Sopranos mentality. Well, if you eat a pussy, you'll suck a dick.
I never heard that before. Oh, that's crazy, son.
Yeah.
I would never equate the two like
it's
that.
Not
that's
if you're
me,
not,
but...
like, it's not manly.
Really?
So, I mean, okay. I would imagine taking a cock isn't considered manly either.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they have a serious beef against gay people, the Russian government. I guess some part of the Russian population as well.
Putin don't play, sir.
Yeah, Putin wants to show that he's all man.
So then Dan Savage, the blogger, TV show host, et cetera, gay activist, he said, hey, let's boycott Stolichnaya. Let's boycott Stoli. And let's it's boycott Russian brands.
Now, isn't Stoli not, like, aren't they opposing some of these Russian laws against gays?
Well, you know, yeah, Stoli's been nothing but good, but to gay people.
Okay, I mean, if you go out in Chelsea, you'll know that.
No, and Stoli, they sponsor gay pride events. You know, they're all about it. You know, just because they're made in Russia doesn't mean they're the Russian government.
Mm-hmm.
But I went on the Ron and Fez show and talked about this, thinking that no one drank Stoli when I was way off. I was thinking
people drink Stoli.
I know.
That's a classy man's vodka. So.
I was informed by many callers about that.
It's also pronounced Stolichnaya, not Stolichnaya.
I say Stolichnaya. That's me.
Well, that's wrong.
Yeah,
I'm wrong all the time. I got Stoli mixed up with Smirnoff.
Oh, God damn.
Much more of a rot gut
that's
vodka.
That's pretty fucked up.
Well, they also look, there's still a red and, like, white or silver writing. Yeah. I'm half retarded.
You ain't on point with your vodkas, I'll say that much.
Look, there's only one brand for me, and that's Georgie.
Mine's is
I
Tito's.
I thought it was Tito's. I thought you were a Tito's man.
I am a Tito's man. That was a joke.
Shout out to Tito's for
nothing
the
but Tito's. Tito's.
Bottle of vodkas. I got two bottles at home. Shout out to Tito's.
Tito's. So pro-gay, pro everyone.
Well,
Tito's
are
vodka.
They made in Austin?
Yep. Made in Austin, Texas,
definitely
baby.
Pro gay.
They're pro everyone. Tito's. You don't like Stoli, gay people? Drink some Tito's. Pound it.
They have given every person on this podcast free bottles of vodka.
Yes, they have.
Don't say that.
Oh, are we not allowed to do that? That's not the only reason we like Tito's.
It's fucking awesome.
No, Tito's is a good, reasonably priced vodka.
That's the bartender brand of vodka.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's blown up in New York.
I worked in bars for a while. Every bartender's like, nah, drink this, Tito's. If somebody goes to order a Belvedere, they're like, I'll tell you what, try this for half the price and you'll enjoy it more.
Yeah, Belvedere is a faggot fucking.
I actually know a kid.
Stop.
Stop. I'm going to get boycotted.
All right.
I actually have a friend who refills a large bottle of Grey Goose with
don't
Tito's
fucking blow
for when
that.
He brings
your
the
ass
bitches
is
over.
Get busted by for that dog.
For when he brings the bitches over.
All right.
Not at a bar.
Oh, okay.
Just for when he brings the bitches over to his house.
That's classy.
Super
classy.
And smart too, you know.
Well, I mean, only the smartest girls drink Belvy.
Yeah, apparently.
This whole boycott thing, I don't think was very well planned out. I think Dan Savage just saw.
He just fucking.
How do you pronounce Stoli the correct way?
Stolichnaya.
Stolichnaya.
I almost said it like you. You fucking ruined my life. I'm gonna get bottled by a Russian.
Oh, please. So you're drinking your Stolichnaya. So Dan Savage screwed up. He didn't. I think he just arbitrarily picked it because it sounded Russian, and you know,
Russian enough.
It's a very popular vodka.
It's the one that I think. Even more so than Smirnoff is like synonymous with Russian people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because even the label, it's not a very American looking thing.
It's basic.
Yeah,
but
it's
it works.
Very basic,
it works
simple.
Them.
And it's never changed. It's very associated. You can get it at like bathhouses.
The shit. All right.
What?
Russians are big on the banya, which is a Russian word for bathhouse.
Yeah, I know.
Although they hate gays, it's
I
really
saw you
weird.
Some promises.
Right,
I dude, know,
man.
It's weird. As a New Yorker, it's kind of weird.
It's a different culture in a bathhouse. You know, you basically like you talk with your friends. Like you podcasting
naked
and you're fucking
naked.
Not always. You
they
wear
got
towels.
A towel. It's, yeah. They're pretty naked.
Don't forget to bring a towel. That's what I always say.
There you go.
You know, like that towel that smokes weed. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, man. Right. Eastern Promises blew that shit up more than it had to be. That shit don't even happen like that.
Look, I don't know about you guys.
People are always getting shanked in bathhouses.
Right, look, man.
But staring at Viggo Mortensen's cock.
Shanked with cocks, though.
Best part of that movie.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, the son was gay in that movie, too.
Yes, he was.
Eastern Promises. I forgot about that. He just wanted to watch Viggo Mortensen bang underage prostitutes.
Oh, man.
So hot. Who doesn't, right? Right, Johnny? You sit in the corner, jerk off behind a couch?
Maybe I did. Oh, man.
Yeah, so more like radio. This is what we talk about here on this show.
This is a good time.
Gays, vodka, cocks, drugs.
Underage.
Yeah. I got something to talk about, actually.
What's that?
My back kind of hurts today.
Why is that?
Because of you.
Oh, man. We're doing this?
Yeah, so I had a couch to give away.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty nice couch.
It was a nice couch.
Not the one in
it's
the
garbage now.
The one from your living room?
Yeah, from the living room.
Oh, that one was nice.
That was a nice couch.
Yeah, very comfy.
But I guess on my fault, I kind of measured it wrong. I was off about by a foot.
Wow. That's.
But I think even if that couch was 6 feet long, you still wouldn't
definitely
have
definitely would have fit. It would have fit.
Really?
Yes. A foot? Yes, we could have gotten it in.
What the fuck did you measure it with that you off by God?
I had like
here's
a.
Here's the thing that's crazy. He lays on this couch, right?
Yeah.
He's 6'3".
Yeah.
How did he not know?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, son.
I feel bad. Come on.
All right, that's great.
I felt really bad, right? So we barely get this 7 foot tall.
Good God.
Yeah, pretty much getting it into the elevator of his building, pulling it in is what got me hurt. And then I put it into this other guy's van. The guy's like, it's too big. I don't
think
it's gonna
fit down his fucking skin. His staircase ain't that small. You could probably like go.
It was a sofa bed. It was really,
it was really heavy.
Yeah. That's
It was very, very heavy.
It was a train wreck, and I felt really bad about it.
Jesus Christ, man.
Sort of.
Off by
sort of bad.
Fucking foot. That's pretty bad.
Well, because the tape measure, I lost my good tape measure. So when I measured it, it was like measuring in meters, and I was like,
why don't you just lay in it? Son?
I don't have a lot of days off. I took a day to get my girlfriend a couch from your house to her house.
Yeah. Fucking gentleman.
She doesn't have a couch.
Okay.
She's out the money she paid the man with a van off Craigslist.
Oh.
And she was sick, so I didn't even get a blowjob.
Oh, come on.
Well, right,
come
then.
On.
I blame you for that.
Class it up.
Man.
Come on, let's keep it classy,
easy,
dude.
Man.
Let's keep it classy.
Whatever. My back hurts, all right? Fuck you.
I know.
She's a woman, right? So this dude with the van is like, listen, we can't get this in. I got to get out of here. I have another job. So he leaves. She's like, there's got to be some way we get in. Now, you both have met my girlfriend. She weighs about 8 pounds.
Yeah, she's very light. Light.
So she's like, yeah, we can move it. So basically, I drag this thing halfway back up the steps
in a
different position.
Wait a minute.
By myself.
Wait. She was supposed to fucking help you lift that?
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you, big man?
His
back hurt.
My back shot, too.
Because he had to bring in the new couch. He had to bring in the new couch.
Oh! Did you measure that one right?
Yeah, he had a new couch. It's fitting nice in his sprawling living space.
Oh, yeah.
You're living the high life over there.
Oh, that's me. High life Stanley.
He's got a sectional.
Oh, really? Wow.
Baller.
He's changed up, son.
Baller.
Nice. Got the brick walls and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Good money.
He's got a brick wall because the lead paint is chipping.
Oh, is that what that
is? Well, you know, I sprinkle it over food. It has a real good tangy taste.
That's that umami, right?
Yeah. That's what umami is. For people who like watch Food Network and they say like, hey, that's umami. They're talking about lead paint. Rich people are weird.
Well, I mean, wasn't there an article recently that rich people have different toxins?
Yeah, there was this weird, weird article, I think on like quartz.com, and it says that they took like people in different tax brackets or whatever, and they found that rich people have higher like traces of mercury and stuff and chemicals that go that are in sushi and shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can afford sushi and shellfish.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
lobster and sushi.
But you know what that also means? That means that a lot of rich people are getting lied to about the freshness of their really expensive sushi.
Fuck oh, yeah. Shit. You just made them look like dicks.
They are dicks.
And then poor people have a higher instance of cigarette smoke and plastic.
Plastic?
Well, yeah. Isn't plastic in everyone?
At this point, yeah, there's all right. There's a chemical in the bread at Panera, I believe, and a few other places, and a few other fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a chemical. It's plastic, but they put it into the bread to make the bread last longer. It's some weird preservative that's like plastic.
An FDA lesson, just get away with that shit.
John,
you ever
use a dental dam?
Once.
Then you have plastic in you.
Well, that's a good point, I guess.
Johnny, you are plastic.
I can't believe you used a dental dam. Let's talk about that.
I'm going to tell you right now, that girl was not clean. I was just going to go home. I said, fuck it, let me be a gentleman.
So,
all right,
you stretch that thing over it, and your chin basically got added.
I'm not even
awards,
sure
right?
What a dental dam is. I've never seen one.
It's chick condom.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, but...
That's weird.
Nah,
but yeah,
I don't regret it.
Wait, what's a condom?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? It's foreign.
You've been in a monogamous relationship for a very long time.
Foreign words.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And before you were in a monogamous relationship, you were in a blackout for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Not going to be using comms then.
No.
Why would you?
If you don't remember, it didn't happen, so it's not like you had sex anyway.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great time. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, rich people love shellfish, love lobster and sushi.
That's true.
Who would have thunk it?
I feel like some people just like sushi because it's trendy.
You ever meet
a girl who doesn't eat fish but will go to a sushi joint and just eat, like, vegetable rolls?
That's fucking retarded. That
sounds insane.
I've met a couple.
That sounds insane.
Well, they just like sushi because it's cool to like sushi. You have to sit there. It's really pretty looking. You have to sit there with those dainty little sticks.
Mm.
Have you ever seen Johnny eat with chopsticks?
No, I haven't.
Actually, I'll bring this
it's
up.
Pretty fun. It's a
How's
fucking
he with
experience.
Chopsticks?
He uses two hands.
Yeah, and I stab at the food.
He stabs at the food. If he can't get it up by stabbing at it.
It works.
He uses two hands, right?
Yeah.
And he like kind of does like a vice grip on it and then switches it to one hand and picks it up.
And the fucking food gets where it needs to go, right?
I guess.
Okay, then. I think it's rude for me
like
to go.
You're just an idiot. Just get a fork. They offer you a fork
they
every time
you
get Japanese food.
You always tell me, yo, ask for the fork. And I feel like an asshole at a Jap spot.
Because you're
like,
a stupid round eye. You're like, oh, I'm coming in here forcing my traditions on you.
To be fair.
My Asian friends.
There have been points where I've been so drunk, I just ate with my fucking hands, too. So I didn't give a shit.
Come on, Johnny.
I'm not there to impress anybody.
Johnny, keep it together,
What's
man.
World War II for, nice then? If I got to impress a Japanese person.
What does that mean?
What the fuck is that?
Well, apparently, the Japanese are building their first warship since World War II, so World War III is going to happen any day
Get
now.
The fuck out of here. I didn't even know you were allowed to have military property like that.
Well, they're not allowed to have a freestanding army.
Ah, there you go. Nice.
Still, like, that seems like it's just...
Ever. I think that's I think that's written into the Japanese Constitution.
Yeah, they can't... When they get in the war, they get down.
I feel like that's, you know, irresponsible to the Japanese people. They should have some sort of defense.
They got us. Shit pops off. They call
they have Godzilla, bro.
That's not real.
That's
no.
They have that fucking entire level of radiation surrounding the island.
Oh yeah, they have that radiation wall.
There you go.
They should have giant robots like in Pacific Rim.
They should.
I saw that in bootleg. That
was
fun.
Was it fun? Was it good?
I don't know. It was really bad bootleg. So
yeah, that's a movie you got to go see in the theaters and shit. Yeah. IMAX.
I don't like going to theaters. It costs money.
I went to the theater to see Active Killing because I wanted to support those artists.
Oh, hell yeah.
Also, a couple of our buddies from high school went to the same theater the day before. It was at an art house theater, obviously.
Uh-huh.
It was actually pretty funny. They were in there, and they're talking during like the first preview.
Yeah.
And some guy turns around and goes, excuse me, this is the Landmark, not a regular theater.
Oh,
you're
shit,
you're
going
to need to stop talking. Now,
oh my
our
God.
Friends that went, one what of them the was a black fuck? Fella, one of them was a Hispanic fella.
Oh, well,
got profiled hard.
Then the guy in the theater was right.
That guy did the yuppie equivalent of George Zimmermaning.
Wow. Fucking A.
So you're saying our two ethnic buddies were profiled.
In a movie theater.
Was it a white man who said that to them?
Yeah, it's the Landmark. Not your regular movie theater.
Fucking cocksucker.
So it was some sort of honky cracker that was that was probably trying to have sex with them?
No, it was more like a gentrifying scum.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You probably feared for his date.
Were they being loud, the two friends of ours?
Probably not. They're pretty soft-spoken guys.
I think I'm on the dude in the theater's fucking
you would
side.
Be.
I'm on that guy's side.
This is guys you've known for 15 years. You've been to movies with them. You're usually louder than them.
Oh, please. I am the picture of classiness and
not when
well-being.
You're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Not when you're drunk.
You got me there.
This movie better be fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of heckling when I'm real messed up.
Ask Trailer Park Boys.
Ask anybody.
Don't bring that up.
He's heckled. We've been at whiskey tasting events, and he's heckled while we're waiting for the open bar to start. You have to listen to some spiel about whatever brand. You suck. He literally said to me, we went to two Scotch tastings in a week. He literally said, the other Scottish guy's better. To a guy who had never met
what the
other Scottish
fuck,
guy.
You know, during that 3-year blackout, I did a lot of fucking things I wasn't too proud of, all right?
Yeah.
Fell asleep
sounds
in a phone
like
booth.
It. Okay. What?
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 Fell asleep in a phone booth.
No, it wasn't in a phone booth. It was in a fucking pile of garbage next to a phone booth.
Oh, there you go.
It started in the phone
booth. It sounded comfy enough, though. God damn, Stanley. And you work with people and shit. Like,
yeah, I work with people,
what
yeah.
What the fuck are you heckling people for? You could easily get heckled
it was
every
fucking
day.
8 or 9, I get my fucking balls busted constantly all goddamn day long. And fucking, that was like 9 years ago. I'm totally different now.
Really?
I have
what
a lot
that?
More together.
What was the Trailer Park Boy thing, Chris?
That was 2 years ago.
There you go. How we fucking changed.
Oh, well, that's the first time that's happened in years.
That's the first time you've left your house in years. You're a hermit.
Look, I like smoking and sleeping in the dark.
You're a bit of a shut-in. I'll say that.
Bullshit.
He just has to go to work, and then he comes, sits in the kitchen where I work, and he gets drunk there.
Well,
yeah. What's wrong with that? Listen, I get out, all right?
Oh, man.
We got to meet the director of Active Killing. That's pretty cool.
That's yeah, pretty all right? Ass, so man. Get off my ass.
That's true.
Did you fucking heckle him, drunky?
No, I didn't.
Say, why are you painting these monsters in a nice light, you asshole?
I feel you didn't really bad paint them in a nice light. It's like you're kind of laughing at the fact that they think it's cool. It's weird.
I don't know. Because that one dude that's kind of finding redemption and shit, was. I think that was the main point of the story. Like, one dude kind of fucking got it, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of gives it a redeeming quality and shit. If it were all fucking monsters, it wouldn't be nominated for shit. It'd be on Vice.com
or something. It's not nominated yet.
It'll get nominated.
Vice.com, I spent a large portion of my day yesterday watching shit on Vice's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I got to say, I want to just give them props. You know how everybody says, oh, Fast and the Furious is like NASCAR on acid or like that stupid
I've
expression.
I've never heard that before.
You never heard that expression, Stanley? Or like that's like that on what? Crack. That's like this
yeah,
on
acid. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. They put out a fucking series called On Acid, where they just give somebody acid and have them go interview people at an event. Monster Truck Rally, On Acid.
Nice.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Shit. Yeah.
I got to give them props for that.
Very good.
Yeah.
That it's pretty, because it's just a guy.
Tripping balls.
Yeah, tripping balls, mad awkward. There's nothing crazy about it, and that's how that whole thing, that's what the whole point of the thing is. Let's make this seem crazy. It's this on acid. And they just, can I ask you a question? What's your favorite color? You know what I mean? Like, it's
just
that
like
awkward.
A basic fucking.
It's like it's worse than a basic interview because it's like really. It's like, like watching Between Two Ferns but real.
Oh,
God knows I love Between Two Ferns. No bullshit. All right, Johnny. So get off my ass.
All right, hey, good for you, man. You've Fine. Changed your life around. I'm
oh
proud
yeah,
of you.
I've totally changed my life around. On acid.
All right, I got it. Nice
that part. Happens to a lot of people. A lot of people have a spiritual awakening on acid.
Yeah, I just got fucked up. I was like, let's do more acid.
I almost went full hippie the first time I ever took acid, right?
Really?
Yeah. It's.
What happened?
I was like thinking about the universe and energy and all this shit. I went home. And I was still a little tripping, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I ate some food. And I started talking to my grandmother. Very Catholic. I started telling her my thoughts, my acid thoughts about the universe and energy.
No.
And she called me a heretic. And told me I was going to hell, and I started crying.
Holy shit.
That's fucking funny. Your grandma's old school Catholic, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She just laid it on you, and you fucking cried
like a bitch.
She
called me
a
blasphemer. said that I was oppressing her views.
A blasphemer? Like a bone?
Yeah, like, yes, that's what a blasphemer is. Boo, sir.
Well, you're the one who said it.
That's a word.
Look at him.
Blasphemer. Yeah, I know.
He just fucking heckled the shit out of you, son.
What, are you drunk again?
You just got heckled, son.
You just got out of work.
I never stop working.
So you just fucking got overly sensitive because you was on acid and shit?
Yes.
Oh, man. It's no bueno.
Look, enough of this fucking crazy acid talk. There's one thing I want to do and one thing only. That's Craigslist fishing.
All right.
Hey, Chris, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm just Craigslist fishing.
Chris, explain Craigslist fishing.
All right.
To the good people at More Like Radio.
For the last 6 years, before that show Catfish came out,
yeah,
I want to make it clear to everybody.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I throw up a Craigslist ad that is horribly disgusting. And we make fun of the losers who respond. It's been things like a chick who wanted to be gangbanged by a dude and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's burn been victim. A woman with a chemical burn on her vagina.
Yep.
Most recently, it was a woman who wanted a black guy to drink her squeezins,
yep.
vaginal squeezins out of a baby bottle.
Here's her squirt.
That was the last one.
It's high-end, high eyebrow stuff.
Yeah, it's
doing here.
It really highbrow.
So, Chris, what do you got for this one?
All right, here, now I want to preface this by saying I had a little bit of writer's block for this. And there
it's been
was,
a while.
There,
how's that possible?
I know, right? I just should have a penchant for writing as a woman that's a filthy whore.
Fuck yeah, man.
But, so basically, what it is I put this up, and it's based on a Craigslist ad that I saw years ago that I thought was one of the craziest things I ever saw and would never look at it. Like I like it was when I was like really drunk trolling Casual Encounters.
Just, oh, hell yeah.
And I wouldn't even respond to this. It was
masturbating.
It was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And so I remembered that and kind of just put it out there, and then I added ski friendly and no blacks.
No good.
Because
yeah.
Last time it was for exclusively a black guy and now it's no blacks. I think I'm gonna go back and forth from now on.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm gonna change it up a bit. I'm gonna get my pervert affirmative action on from now on. So I mean, if you'd like to, you wanna read the ad or do you want me to do it?
You go for it, man. This is your writing.
All right.
This is your vision.
Do
okay.
It.
This is
the title of the ad is "This is a bit extreme, but ...
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah,
yeah. That'll get people to click.
Yeah,
it's a
exactly.
Nice preface.
Oh, I also want to say before we start this, this got more responses. It got 70 responses in 2 hours,
nice.
Which is more responses than I've gotten in years doing this bit.
I think in any right.
No, I think the dog one got like 200,
oh,
but that
wow.
was like years ago before we ever. Before.
Shout out to the internet.
Yeah.
No. All right, okay.
So
go.
It says, this is a bit extreme, but women for a man, age 21.
Okay.
Sexy.
Yeah. Hi, I am looking for a man for some rape play.
Oh, Jesus
all right,
Christ.
That's regular. That's normal.
I will hide my keys outside the apartment and you will come in to find me, in quotes, asleep. I need you to force yourself on me and keep going no matter how hard I struggle or scream. Please help me with this. I have never had an orgasm through regular sex and think this will help. And then, like I said, it says ski/ether friendly.
God.
And then it says no blacks. Here's the thing. I put things like this in every ad, and I still get a ton of responses.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty tame for what I thought you was going to put down. That's not bad.
That's pretty bad.
I like
it's
the
a pretty hot-button issue. And I want to also say that I put up an ad trying to fish women that said, I need a group of women to strap on rape and humiliate me. Doesn't matter how.
Good.
Spit, cutting, cigarette burns, whatever.
Man.
Help a brother out. Ski friendly.
How many responses to that?
Zero.
What?
Fucking coy.
And this, the one for the rape play I put up in San Diego, California.
Oh.
And got 70 responses in 2 hours.
Nice. They a little bit more free with their shit out on the West Coast.
Yeah, then I would think New York would have the rapists coming out in droves.
Well, in New York, we're a little bit more real about the rape. We don't want the fucking... We don't want that you know it's rape. It kind of takes you out the fantasy. But in L.A., they mad autistic about their shit.
Now,
they probably
what
paint you
are
and
you,
shit.
You're talking
just
crazy.
Rape you.
Right, what are the responses?
All right. So one guy actually wanted me to sign a non-disclosure agreement saying that... saying that I consent to this.
So that guy's done this before.
One out of 70. But here's the thing. When I first saw the ad, the one that this is based on, I kind of was just like, how do I know this isn't somebody's ex-boyfriend who wants to get this bitch raped?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he was the only one out of 70 responses that wrote this. Everybody else is like, send me pics. Here, let me find the best ones.
Why is his name K. Bryant, 24?
Don't. Jesus Christ,
that's not real.
There you go.
Let me find some of the. There's so many responses. It's hard to go through.
Mad
the,
dick pics against.
There's a lot of dick pics.
Here's another.
Here's something I'm going to say though. No black guys responded.
Oh wow.
Black guys. They know when they're getting set up.
Yeah.
It's the first thing. Usually I put no blacks in it. You get a bunch of black guys saying, nah, you just never had a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, I'll rock it.
Yeah.
Zero on this ad.
Yeah, they're smart.
They know the games.
And the guy asking for the release, that takes all the sexiness out of it.
Well, that's what I wrote back. He was like, he wrote, where is it? I wrote, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose? And he wrote, not really. It kind of keeps me from getting set up and going to jail because of some revenge thing by an ex-boyfriend, etc. I don't know what the etc.
The boy's bright. The boy's bright. I'll give him that.
Let's get that guy on the show because he's a smart cookie.
They're still coming in.
I bet.
Still coming in. Here's the thing. I'm not going to go back to San Diego for this because this guy has a funny name. He has long in it, spelled all caps, just so I know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, good.
So he ain't going to be surprised when he whips it out.
He's only 5'10", 190 pounds. You really think he's that big?
All right, look, man.
Take a look at
you want
to go look at
you
got it. A lot of dick pics.
He sent a dick pic.
God damn. Oh,
man. That's pretty long.
Fuck up, man. Yeah, you're getting way too into this bit, bro, with the dicks. Way too much dick on your computer, sir.
I think you're just trolling for cock pics.
Do you print them shits out, like, in your crib? Do you have, like, a wall of dicks?
Of course. But, like, you don't I've have never, a wall of dicks
no,
in your house?
No, I do not, sir.
I thought everybody had that.
No.
Here's a guy. And you always get these guys. You have this weird fetish that you put up, right? You always get these.
I love this shit.
All right. He said, you never had an orgasm because you never had the right guy.
Okay.
And I wrote back, you're a fucking loser. Do not respond again. So, of course, he doesn't listen to a lady.
Yeah.
And he responds again. Yeah, fucking loser knows how to fuck. If you're so fucking hot, what the fuck are you doing on Craigslist, bitch?
That's a good point.
That guy,
not even a chick, so.
So the joke's on that guy. What a moron. God, that guy's stupid.
I'm ready to make your fantasy come. There's just a lot of guys in San Diego that are just fucking rapists.
They're just, yeah.
I don't know if they're, I guess they are rapists. Or just in the rape play, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
It's popular these days.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Johnny, would you be down with a rape play if a woman asked you?
Yeah.
Say you're in a committed relationship.
They don't even got to ask. I'm down.
All right, see, that's...
Oh, if I was in a committed relationship.
Yeah, you know.
See, you just made it so that you would be a rapist no matter what.
With someone I love, not a stranger.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That makes sense.
Well, you're a fucking gentleman, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, if you give him a kiss on the forehead, it kind of counts as love, don't it?
I mean, if you're closing their eyelids shut as you're doing it because they're not moving, then no.
Oh, that's just extreme, Chris.
How many dick pics do you think he got, Chris?
Oh, every one of these people sent a dick pic. Every single one of these people sent a dick pic. Usually we don't get quite as many dick pics.
Ah, man.
There's at least 80 dick pics in here.
Let's put it like this. Next dick pic you click on is your 100th dick. There you go.
These guys are just so convinced.
The 100th person to send us a dick pic gets an autographed picture of Bronx Johnny.
There you go.
These guys are so convinced, like, all right, this bitch wants to get raped. I'm gonna convince her, but she's going to look at my dick and be like, I got to have that inside me.
Oh, yeah.
I need that. These guys are very proud of their penises.
Dude's just giving out their phone numbers.
Yeah, dude just don't give up. It might be an ex-chick setting a dude up, too, though. You never know. Bitches are mean, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh shit! So.
But yeah, I've been trying to Craigslist fish women for a while now.
It's not that easy,
dude. That I've done it. Never... The last three times we did this bit, I've tried to get women. I've tried to even go so much as I put in the creative gigs section of Craigslist.
Yeah.
That and I put the name of a modeling agency, say that I work for them, just got divorced, and want to take a sex video, where and send it to my ex-wife to show that I'm still fucking young chicks.
Mm.
And I've gotten the you only get spam. If you put it in casual encounters, you only get spam. And then if you put it in the gigs thing, I got a couple of I got flagged almost immediately, and
of
I got I got a couple of people who put it was very broken English. You could tell that they were very new to this country. They didn't understand the slang I was using.
Yeah, probably not.
So I mean, I gotta hand it to women. They really use that. Can go out.
They're not as desperate and pathetic as men.
As men, yeah.
Yeah,
way to break that one down.
Known fact.
Well, I mean, this is scientific proof, at least finally.
Yeah, finally.
You ever get a vag pick anyway? Nah, right? Teddy pick, nothing? Just dick and balls.
I know. I told you from the immigrant. I got some modeling shots from like the the immigrant chicks.
All right, nice.
Nothing great. They were too special. You could tell it seemed like they got kicked out of their country.
Well, he's got plenty of dick pics though, so that's really it's all.
I got dick pics to spare.
Down for that fucking rape play. Good for them.
Well, this guy's name is Chris, just like me and you, pal.
Oh boy.
Oh, he works in law enforcement. Just like me and you. Respectful. So you wouldn't be in any real danger.
Wait, the guy says he works in law enforcement?
Yes.
Does he say what branch?
No, he says I work part-time in law enforcement, which means probably no
security guard.
Yeah.
Probably.
I work in law enforcement. Yeah, I'm a mall cop.
But I am also very verbal during sex, and I've been in a relationship in which forcing myself on her was common.
Wow.
He had a bitch tied up in his basement,
sometimes
using ropes and handcuffs as well.
Is he from Cleveland?
I hope to hear back from you! Exclamation point.
Good. Luckily, fucking God. If it's your wife, it isn't rape, so.
That used to be the rule, and then they changed it.
You sound sad about that, Johnny.
I'm saying you put a ring on something, it's forever.
Married.
Can't really say no once it's forever, right?
Yeah, you can,
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's a terrible law. You can take half my shit, but I can't have it when I want it? Oh, bravo.
You're coming off pretty bad right here, Johnny. I'm not going to... There's new people listening.
Oh, there you go.
They're going to think you're a pedophile rapist.
Yeah, well. I watch Lifetime, ladies. I'm sensitive.
We've all come off very bad in this first episode.
I think we've come off fine. What are you talking about?
I've come off as a drunk heckler. Johnny's a pedophile rapist.
There you go.
Hey, Chris, you just trick people and send you pictures of their dick.
Easy breakdown.
It's not like I'm just sending the dick pics out. I'm just showing you guys. Here's another one. You want to see another one, Johnny?
Yeah, you're saving it to your goddamn hard drive.
This guy hasn't even pulled his cock out yet, but there's a second picture. Don't worry. But look at that one.
Is that dude from the Avengers?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's
motherfucker, dude.
It's Robert Downey Jr., Johnny. It's Robert Downey Jr.
God damn. I thought he fucking changed that shit. Don't do that shit no more. What the fuck?
No, he's down. He's down
damn.
With it.
Damn.
He's down with it. Right, Johnny?
Good God, man.
Right, Johnny?
Just everybody's assholes around here nowadays. No dick pics. All right, dick pic.
I didn't put no dick pics in this head.
Oh, you did? Oh, well,
I usually do. I forgot to. I was in a rush.
Yeah, I bet you did.
This is a sad day. So did you, who do you think is most likely to rape this person that you made up?
Oh, the law enforcement guy. Yeah, he was the only one who, like, really, you know,
he was in detail.
Ropes and chains and shit.
Yeah,
most motherfuckers are like, oh shit, you a crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Let's fuck.
That dude there was like, I've done it before forcibly, so he don't even go for the place, and he just does it.
I have at least five rape priors.
I'm a CO at a woman's prison, and I got you. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can make it look like it never happened. God damn.
Oh, man.
So this is our first episode.
Show number one on More Like Radio and the More Like Radio Network.
And this is show number 1,015 total.
In the can. Yeah, the last 15 years we've been podcasting.
Fuck.
It's been wild. I still got to convert all those cassette tapes to digital. Thank you again, More Like Radio.
Thanks for the shot.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Listen to the rest of those shows on there. Hippo Juice is good.
Cousin Joe's all right.
We're going to be on their Ustream channel on Friday evenings. Check that out. Our website, NewTrashCity.com. Our Twitter account, at HS Radio Show.
We have a Facebook, too. You can add us as a friend. It's High Society Radio is the first name. Show is the last name.
So High Society Radio, first name, show, last name on Facebook?
Yes.
That's all, everything you need to know. Friend us, like us, follow us. It's all, you know, all the things you're supposed to do with
pin
social
it.
Media.
You can pin it, I think.
Are we on Pinterest?
No. But can't other people pin our shit to Pinterest?
Yeah.
Pin that shit, dog. We can get on there.
Can you check in to the show?
Yeah, right? Yeah, you can check in.
I bet you can check in, right, Chris?
Hell yeah.
What?
Checking these dick pics. You want to see one more for the road, Johnny?
No, I'm good,
look
man.
At it, Johnny. Look at it. Look at it.
There you go.
This guy just looks like a dick.
All right.
It's just an Asian man. Just an Asian man. He wants to be a rapist. That's all. This guy's trolling Facebook, Craigslist. Like, oh, finally, someone wants to rape fantasy. I hate living. I hate living in San Diego. I just want to rape people. Okay, that's it for us. This is show number one. It's been fantastic. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. To the next little girl.